ABC Radio Australia.
After a week of vote counting, Samoa's general election results were declared over the weekend by Samoa's head of state. The Fast Party, under leader La'auli Ale Malietoa Le'uatea Schmid, has claimed 30 of the 51 parliamentary seats, with the Human Rights Protection Party in second place with 14 seats. Caretaker Prime Minister Fiame Naomi Mata'afa's Samoa Uniting Party is out of the picture with just 3 seats, including her own. Joining me now to discuss the results is political analyst Langi Poeva, Dr. Sherelle Jackson. Good morning and welcome to Pacific Beat, Langi Poeva.
Talofa, good morning.
Now, the election results have been declared. Both Australia and New Zealand's prime ministers have issued congratulatory messages to La'auli Schmid. When will he become officially the country's prime minister?
So currently we're still waiting on there will be an announcement by the head of state to do that official transition. But you also have to remember there's still court cases to be attended to. But usually in previous elections, within 3 weeks, the transition should have happened.
Now, Langi Poeva, the election results, they show a broad shift in Samoa's political culture and voter expectations. What's your take on the election results that were finally officially announced over the weekend?
Thank you, Evan. I think it surprises a lot of people, but also very unsurprising for some of us. There has not been a shift. If anything, the voters in Samoa have doubled down on their support for FAST, which continues to be the ruling party. The reason for the current caretaker prime minister, for Fiame, to have come into power was because of the establishment of FAST. They won in the last election, and they have just won again in this election. So there hasn't been much of a shift in terms of where the country wants their leadership to come from. The surprising piece here is that there was a general expectation that HRPP would do a lot better, given that they've had time to rebuild their base and to strategize to come back into power. But unfortunately, they came in with less than 15 seats.
What about the caretaker Prime Minister Fiame's position? Is that a surprise that she's only picked up her party has picked up 3 seats?
In our previous analysis of the election, every analyst that you would have spoken to before the elections would have said it's mixed, we don't know where it's heading, right? And this result really tells us where the country was leaning towards. This is actually not that surprising, given the fact that there was the last, year, and specifically 6 months of her leadership was very contentious. There were a lot of issues, pertaining to her leadership, which has ultimately led to the snap election.
Hello, Langi, do we still have you there on the line?
Yes, I'm still here. So, the fact that her leadership led to the snap election, therefore this result, speaks to that conscientiousness in her leadership, especially in the final 6 months.
Now, La'auli, what is it about him and the FAST party that has attracted voters that we've seen such an overwhelming, they've won 30 seats out of the 51. What do you think is it about FAST and about the leader of the party that's attracted so much votes?
So, La'auli is a very charismatic leader. He appeals to a lot of folks in the rural community, in rural Samoa, and he also just appeals to a lot of diaspora Samoans. He has a very active social media presence. He leans heavily into Christian principles to popularize his message. So As an orator and a chief, he does appeal greatly to Samoans who are very much traditional and very much tied to the land and who are very much tied to village life. And you'll see that a lot of diaspora Samoans are still very much connected to the villages. What is it about Lauli? It's very much that, is that he appeals to people who feel like they haven't been spoken to in recent history by their leaders. Couple that with the fact that some of the FAS parliamentarians or members of parliament in the past, in the recent term, have actually delivered on some of their promises. There's certainly been some issues related to FAS delivering, but you know, in conversations that I have had with chiefs in villages where FAS is overwhelmingly popular, they're very loyal. In one specific village, you know, the FAS parliamentarian enabled for all the students to go for free to school. And that's the first time in the history of that village. So that loyalty will stay with those villages and those district and that constituent, and it shows in the way that they voted. So it's still very much a rural push, but also motivated by the support from Samoans overseas.
Now, leading up to the election and before, Lauli has cases before the court. What are those charges, and how would this affect his political future, do you think?
So you will see that there are pending charges based on a case that occurred at the beginning of the FAS tenure. Those are still pending. And so that's still up in the air. He has not been charged as of yet, as far as I'm aware. The whole issue pertaining to Fia Me, or the current caretaker prime minister, requesting him to vacate his seat was so that he could see the charges through to see where it goes. That is part of the process. Where does this, to your question of how does this play into his leadership or into the current politics, he was voted over 90% of eligible voters in his constituent voted for him. That's the highest percentage of voters for any candidate. Tula Ipa, the former prime minister, was at about 84%. So he's overwhelmingly popular, and somehow voters are not considering that, the pending charges or the pending case into their decision. They are seeing a leader, they are seeing a charismatic leader, and they are voting for him and voting for those in his party. So there's two things to look at here, is that there is an overwhelming majority still supporting the leadership of FAST, and then he himself as a personality continues to receive this type of support. You know, there has been conversations and references by some who likens this to Trump, to Trump's leadership, where there is an appeal to a certain base, irrespective of what he's done. And you see this play out in Samoa's politics.
And do you agree with that sort of comparison with Trump in terms of Lauli? Is he like Samoa's version of Trump?
I think it's a bit extreme to compare to Trump, given that, you know, it's very different political systems and we have very different ways of judging political leaders. But one thing is for sure, there is a base that had felt neglected for a long time, and Lauli has appealed to that base, and that base has continued to grow and they have continued to support him.
Mm. Now, earlier you had mentioned that there are election petitions and cases also around the election results. How much of an impact do these have on results if you look back at previous elections?
It has never really. So in the last election, there was going to be an impact on, say, the majority based on the cases that came after the elections. But there has never been a direct shift in government based on the outcomes of these cases. If you look at the results now, FAS has an overwhelming majority of 30 seats. Even if they lose 5 seats, they will still govern. you know, they will have to lose at 17 seats based on these numbers to lose their majority. And I personally, based on history, do not see that happening.
Now, we've had the Human Rights Protection Party leader coming out saying that they're heading straight to court with bribery claims. How do you see this all playing out in the coming weeks and months?
This is very common for elections, for post-election, you know, challenges. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how deep and how far they take it. There's always gray areas in Samoa in terms of of bribery. As you know, even with our cultures, there's always that, you know, spirit of giving and assistance. And so there are always gray areas when it comes to elections petitions on whether it was bribery or a cultural gift and so forth. So in terms of how this will play out, only time will tell, but it will, you know, the likelihood of it having a huge impact on the ruling party is very, very low.
Now, Langi Pueva, before you head off, I just want to get your thoughts on Fiame. What do you think, the results mean for her leadership and also for her legacy?
I think it is, as a woman leader, no one can take away from the strength of Fiamme and what she has done for Samoa and what she has demonstrated in her leadership as a woman. That can never be taken away from her. What is now, you know, up for question for a lot who are discussing her tenure is, was it effective? And did she really come through as a leader to keep the country together and to keep the peace? And, you know, at the end of the day, we ended up in a snap election. So there is that question of, okay, was this done to the best of her ability as a leader to bring the country together and bring this, the end of her tenure peacefully? Did the fact, you know, was the fact that she's a woman leader play into the end of her leadership? You know, one can only tell. But at the end of the day, it's very, very unfortunate at the end of the first woman prime minister tenure as prime minister is a snap election. But you also have to understand that there were so many things working against her from the very beginning of her term. And now we see that she did need this party. She did need the support of FAST, and she and the people voted not just for her, but also for Lauli and for the party that they, you know, that Lauli had started. So, you know, it doesn't bode well for Fiamme. You know, she's now in a minority party in government. But you also have to realize that she has survived a lot in politics, and maybe this is just one more challenge for her.